Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I had to take a little leave of absence there for a week or so and got sick and actually ended up in the hospital. Kind of bizarre, but you know, it was a lesson learned. And you know, when you see those little sayings going around online, or you know, you hear it from your doctor, you hear it from your family and friends, you know, heed the warning signs. You know, really, really get in touch with your body and pay attention. I knew when I was doing the coffee house show that I was not feeling well, and actually a few days prior to that. And I had my daughter take me to the fire station because I have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, and I felt like it was up, and that I was just really, really not feeling well. Oh, my goodness. From there, they called the paramedics, and then the paramedics did an EKG and ended up taking me to Swedish Hospital, where they checked me out in emergency. And it's funny because they told me that, you know, all the tests were coming back okay, and they admitted me, and I didn't understand why. But it was because some of the symptoms I had told them that I was having turned out to be the signs of a possible heart attack. So, you know, just pay attention. Thank God, you know, after all of the testings, CAT scans and chest x-rays and blood work and stress tests of my heart and all of that, I'm actually okay. But I do recognize that there are things that I need to do to take care of myself so that I am honestly okay and don't end up in the hospital again and all of that. But, you know, while I was in the hospital, I caught a cold, and I'm like, I've been really, really fighting this cold all week. Today, I actually, so far, have not coughed so much. I am sucking on a cough drop, so hopefully, you know, we'll make it through. But, you know, I'm so glad to be here. You know, this is when you talk about, you know, tomorrow's not promised or whatever. You just, you know, I don't know whether I had a mild heart attack or not. There's no stress on my heart from all the tests that I took. But it did kind of scare me, you know, when I was in the hospital and they told me that possibly is what had happened. So I need to exercise. I need to eat right, and thank God last year we started on that direction. I need to, and you know, drink lots of water. We started on that direction too last year. So, you know, and I need to de-stress. And so that's something that I really, really need to work on. I resigned from my job, which was extremely stressful, which was a good thing. And I need to, you know, work on some other things in my life, you know, to keep my stress level down and, you know, and exercise. So I'll be getting in the gym next week. My daughter took me straight from the cardiologist to join LA Fitness here, and we've got a trainer to work with and all of that. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about all of that, you know, getting healthy and, you know, just taking care of myself. And, again, if you are not feeling well, really, really pay attention to that and what's going on in your world and in your body that might be causing you to feel that way. So I'm going to start out today's show with I Love My Life by my family, Black Stacks, because they were by my side through all of this. So here we go. I Love My Life.
My life. Ooh,
He had a hard time loving me. I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Talk about Black Stacks a lot, and they're getting a lot of recognition right now. They've got some great shows coming up. April 13th, they'll be performing at the Hard Rock here in Seattle, performing with Clientele, another group band that I work closely with, and also E. Pruitt. And I've heard about E. Pruitt's band, but I've actually never met them or heard them, so I'm really, really excited about that. And it'll be good for me to get out and actually be at a show. It's been a while since I've actually been able to attend a show, you know, in person. I've missed out on a lot of things because of working on the weekends and all that. So looking forward to that. And they've got another big event coming up at the Triple Door in May. I'm really excited about that. So, you know, stay tuned for more information about those two events. And I'm hoping to, you know, get the people involved in those events, you know, on Flavor News Radio, so you can find out more about them and you know, what's going to be taking place. Let me go into another song. I'm about to cough. I don't want to cough all in your ears. So I'm going to play a piece by my dear, dear friend who passed last year. This is Patrick Domino, and this song is called Baby Baby. Thank you. right. That was Baby Baby by Patrick Domino. I remember hearing him being interviewed on TAZ's show and, you know, asked about this particular track and what was the motivation and thought behind the creation of it. And he said that it's kind of like, you know, looking at a sexy lady walking down the street in some heels, you know, with that switch and swag. And so it makes me smile every time I think about this particular song, you know, because sometimes you don't really understand what it is, you know, in the thought process, the creativity and creations of certain pieces by musicians, you know, and it just, you know, when you kind of know a story sometimes, even though it's up to us as the listener to interpret it our own way, it makes me smile, and I'm blessed to know some of those stories. So I know that Patrick is watching over me. I'm so very, very blessed that I have his music to play and to keep him going always, always. And I promise that, you know, to him. And not really, really ever believing that he was going to honestly pass on, even though I knew he had lung cancer. You know, but just to know, I'm the only person who has his music to be able to play and to keep him alive through, you know, his creativity. What a blessing that is. So, you know, so many changes are going on in everybody's lives, I would imagine, you know, working through issues and, you know, trying to figure out how to make moves and all of that. And, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. And one thing I have not talked about on the air or publicly, but I'll just mention it briefly now, is my granddaughter Kimora, who, you know, is my world. And I've taken care of her ever since she came out of my daughter, Mariko. And she got diagnosed with hearing loss. We kind of wondered, you know, why she couldn't enunciate certain words and things like that, you know, compared to other children her age. My other granddaughter, Amira, is the same age. And when she started preschool, they did a hearing test and realized that there was possibly, you know, problems in her, especially in her right ear. And so Mariko was great, jumped right on it, got her, you know, testing, seeing specialists and everything. So she got her hearing aid yesterday. And she's so proud. And my daddy wears hearing aids. And so I think the transition, she just thinks it's kind of normal. It's kind of cool. So she picked the inside of the mold is purple and pink. The outside where the tool is that helps her hear is purple. And she thinks it's pretty cool. So today's her first day wearing it to preschool. And her friends know, you know, that she's getting a hearing aid. And her teachers were great and read a book to all of the class, you know, to talk about hearing aid, what it is, and what Kiki's going to be going through and all of that. So she's got a great, great support system, you know. And Monica Monet, she calls Monica Auntie Momo, and Mr. Mark Van Claggett, and Uncle Jace from Black Stacks, you know, they're all convinced that she's going to be some kind of musical talent, some kind of creative soul, because she loves music so, so much. And, you know, and she's around creative people all the time. So, you know, at first when it all happened, it was just like, wow, you know. And it turns out it's a genetic thing. We thought maybe because she was born premature, that was the reason why, because there's a 5% chance that babies born premature will have hearing loss by the age of 5, and she just turned 5. But with further testing, it looks like there is possibly a genetic thing where there's a gene in my daughter and a gene in her father that has caused her to have this concern. But she loves music. She loves music. And I think I'm going to get her started on piano because we have a piano in the house. And I think that, you know, I'm going to get some books or whatever and help her, you know, learn how to play the piano. I took piano when I was a kid, you know, but it's not something I was really interested in pursuing or whatever, but I have the concept down. So last night was the first time she really, really heard gravity really, really clear, because she's been singing it since she was, what, like three? So anyway, I'm going to play Gravity by my baby girl's Auntie Momo, Monica Monet. Monica was out here in Seattle, Washington, you know, for her Simply Beautiful tour. What a great experience, you know, to meet somebody that you love and respect online and through the phone, but to meet them in person. You know, she's an amazing lady, and I'm so extremely grateful that God put her in my life, because she held me down while I was going through all this and in the hospital. She was singing me gospel songs. She was praying with me and praying for me. I am very blessed that Monica Monet is my sister friend and an artist that I work really, really closely with. She's got some new projects she's working on. I'm really excited, so stay tuned for that. And God helped me really kind of work this out. work this out, what I do as Lady Flava, and who I allow close in and who I kind of have to keep at a distance. I learned some hard lessons in 2012 that, man, you just can't bring everybody kind of close to your circle. You just really can't. You need to really, really watch that. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay because they were definitely lessons learned. I grew. I know I want to be Lady Flava. It's something I love, just as you as artists, you know, have such a strong passion for what you create. I have a strong passion for what I do in supporting you, the creative soul. So, you know, God has put me on this path. I need to learn how to work it the right way, you know, to stay healthy and to stay on track and, you know, continue to be able to make the moves that are being made. It's really funny, you know, when you take things to the next level. I think that people think, oh, you automatically see it out there, you know, in the public eye, and I'm learning that's not necessarily the case. A lot of stuff that's going on is not in the public eye. Conversations are being had, you know, contracts and proposals are being, you know, written up, and it's some really, really good stuff. And it's you know, opportunities that's not about Flava News. It's about being able to open doors for artists. And I'm grateful for the people that are connecting with me, interested in Flava News. And, you know, it's all about growth, right? Doing things the way that they're meant to be. And, you know, you take those hard lessons and you turn them into a positive, and, you know, you learn and grow from them. And I think that once you let go of the negatives and are able to identify what are the negatives, I think sometimes that's a little hard to figure out. But I think that if you can identify what those negatives are and be able to step away from them, you'll be surprised at what amazing doors will open up. And I think that, you know, sometimes when we're so caught up in the drama of things, we miss opportunities. We miss blessings. So, but it doesn't mean that the blessings stop, right? It doesn't. So I want to welcome everybody to Flava Coffee House this morning, and thank you for stopping by and having coffee with me. I didn't promo this show. I really just wasn't sure how I was going to be feeling. And, you know, I had to cancel a bunch of shows last week and not do them because of my health, and especially the stupid cough, if you can tell. This really isn't a froggy throat because of not being sleepy or because of being sleepy. It's more so because I've been coughing and coughing and coughing for days. And the more I talk, the more I have to cough. So you know what? I better scroll down the list and find something to play, huh? Let's see. I think I'll play a piece by Bashar Assad. I think he's an amazing talent out of Indiana. And I'm going to play Love Revolution. guy. We need a love revolution, huh? That was Bashar Assad, and he's out of Indiana, an amazing talent. He works with a New Soul Collective. And if you don't know anything about New Soul Collective, you should check them out. They work with some amazing, amazing talents, most of them on the East Coast, but some great, great talents. And shout out to Richard Johnson and David Stovall with Soul Factory out there in New York. They put on a great show every month, every last Saturday of each month, out there at the Drome in New York City. And the blessing is that you can watch it online. And I've watched, the last 4 months, you know, online. And one day, I tell my New York people this all the time, one day I'm going to be able to walk through the doors and experience them in person. And that's one of my goals for Soul Factory. I'm going to get out there and experience that in person one of these days. Be a blessing if it could happen this year, huh? There is a talent, an amazing talent in Phoenix, Arizona, that I am so blessed that I came to know through my dear friend Hassan Brown. I had this gentleman on my show as a feature over a year ago, but I've had the opportunity to watch kind of in the wings, you know, who he is, what he does, the artists that he works with and produces. Always get to play the music first, you know, here on Flava News Radio, and am blessed to be working with him on some projects coming up here this summer. So I want to play a piece by Paris Toon, and this particular lady I believe I'll be bringing to Seattle, Washington. This is Nick West with Mother's Favorite Child, produced by Paris Toon. This piece is called No Choices.
Seems like ever since days of her childhood, I was in love with you. And ever since day, I knew I wish I could
hold your hand,
kiss your smile for a while.
I'm no sure.
Right, that was Nick West with her piece called New Choice. And she recorded that with a group, a band that's called Mother's Favorite Child, whose head person and producer is Paris Toon. And this is when I really, really started paying attention to live musicianship when it comes to a vocalist. And I think there is nothing better than live musicians. I know that many people have that skill that can produce that sound, you know, through keyboards and electronic tools, you know, to put together music. And I think that there is definitely an art to that, too. But, man, live musicians, you know, the guitars, the keyboards, the percussions, you know, and all of that, I love listening to all the tracks that I get from Paris Toon, you know, because, it's something I'd love to see, you know, really come back. I think the problem is, though, is to be able to pay musicians to play, even if it's you're wanting them to be on a recording or to perform live. It is much cheaper to pay one artist or two artists, you know, that perform, you know, with a CD background versus bringing a whole band. And I don't know how they did it really back in the day, being able to pay all the musicians to perform. But, yeah, there's something to be said about live musicians on the recordings. I want to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest because this is where I know this lady from, even though she's moved to California. She is, I think, it's, in my opinion, she's part of the history of music here in Seattle. And hopefully one day she could be recognized as that. As a young person for me, you know, I know her from playing at the Scarlet Tree and the Hilton and in different places, Salty's in West Seattle and all. And what an amazing, powerful voice and presence. And then the very first event I was involved in 2004, the Grown Folks Cruise on the Spirit of Puget Sound, she was one of the jazz artists that we brought on to do that particular event with us and for us. Her name is Corla Weigel, and I'm going to play Should Have Been Me. Thank you. Should Have Been Me by my girl, Miss Corla Weigel. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for stopping by the coffee shop and having coffee with me this morning. This is just my way of being able to, you know, wish you a great hump day, you know, kind of break it up in the middle of the week and just, you know, let you know that there's somebody out there in Seattle, Washington that cares about you and wants you to smile and have a great day. You know, please take care of yourselves. Please take care of your heart, mind, and body, you know, because we've got much to do. We've got much to do out there, and trust and believe that's my goal. My goal is to, you know, get healthy, take better care of myself, you know, and get more physically fit and all of that so I can continue doing what I do through Flava News and Flava News Radio in support of underground independent artists. I kind of miss my coffee shop sometimes, and, you know, I miss greeting people in the morning and wishing them a great day, and I've said this many times, especially on this particular show, that that was the hardest part of closing Flava Coffee House in 2008 was when people came by and said how much it meant to them, that it was more about me than the coffee. That, you know, they could come in and get a cup of coffee but start their day by me saying, good morning, baby, how are you? Have a great day, sweetheart, you know, because I'm just that kind of person, you know. And, you know, little gestures like that mean a lot to people. It does. It means a lot to people. You know, when I got sick and the people sending up prayers and all of that, I believe that you all helped heal my body, you know. I don't know whether there was something that took place, but there was something that caused the fire department to call the paramedics, for the paramedics to take me to the emergency, to admit me into the hospital, even though in the end it turned out, you know, that I was, you know, basically on a whole okay. So, you know, little gestures of saying, you know, I'm praying for you. You know, I've got you in my thoughts and prayers, or, you know, you know, best wishes or whatever it is. You just don't know how that could change, you know, a person's life and mean so very, very much. You know, of course, my children and my daddy were, you know, concerned and praying for me. You know, Monica Monet and Jace and Mark Van Claggett were all on the phone with me while I was in the hospital. My god sister came by and hung out and all of that. And I was taken care of really, really well from start to finish. I will have to say the whole process, the people that were involved, the nurses, the doctors, the technicians and paramedics and all of that were great, great people. And so I was very, very blessed that, you know, a scary situation was handled very, very well, you know, by some good people. So, you know, just take care of yourself. Love yourself. You know, you matter. I matter. And we've got so much work to do. So really, really think about, you know, what you put into your body. You know, think about how much rest you get. And, you know, get out there and get active in some way, shape, or form. I do a lot of sitting, and I think that's one of my problems, too, is I sit most of the time. And so, you know, we've got the gym membership now, and the weather is getting nice here in Seattle, so Daddy and I can get out walking and, yeah, you know, breathe in some fresh air. And you know what? Yeah. When I lose a few pounds, I'm buying something leopard print. Let me just put that out there. So anyway, let me play a track. This is a young man that I finally experienced by watching him perform at Soul Factory in New York when I watched it off of Gander TV. His name is Elijah Bland, and I'm going to play Hello Again. All right, that was T. Soak out of the Pacific Northwest with his piece called Jesus is Real. I apologize. I had myself on mute because I was coughing and I thought I was talking to you guys. So prior to T. Soak, I was playing Elijah Bland out of the East Coast, an amazing talent, and I played his piece, Hello Again. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Morning Coffee with Flava Live and hung out with me today, either on the phone lines or in the wing. I didn't open up the chat room today. And all, but, you know, thank you so much. And to those that come back and check out the archives, I love and appreciate you guys. You guys make me smile when I see those numbers go up and up and up. So keep doing what you're doing. I'll keep doing what I'm doing. I'm getting healthy. Come get healthy with me, okay? I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by my baby boy, Delton Sun. This is called Beautiful. Take care. God bless. And thank you so very much for your thoughts, prayers, and support of Lady Flava. Flava News and Flava News Radio. Have a great, great day. Pacific Northwest. Again, take care, God bless, and just keep doing what you're doing. Be the best that you can be and take care of yourself, heart, mind, body, and soul. Have a great day.